Yevamos Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Tes. The next three Mishnayos deal with the following scenario, where you have two girls who are falling to Yibum, and their obligations are rabbinic in nature, and we'll see that that can raise certain complications. Now, we've said before that if there are two wives that fall to Yibum, now widows, so the brother or brothers only can do Yibum with one of them, and they're restricted to one, whether it's one surviving brother or many surviving brothers, and that's based on a pasuk. The pasuk is, she says about him, Asher lo yivne es beis achiv, he is refusing to build up the home of his brother. So the drush is, beis achiv, the home of his brother, singular, beis echad, hu bone, he would be building up one, veino bone shnei batim. There's a possibility of him building one home for his brother, but never two homes. So that means you can't have two wives doing yibum. So a normal scenario is, if there's two wives being left behind, and there's two brothers, let's say Shimon and Levi, so Shimon or Levi can do yibum with either of those two wives, A or B, and that will be the end of it. And if after that, so that for argument's sake, Shimon, you know, does yibum with Miss A, so now Levi may not be intimate with Miss B, that's an Isra Lav from the Torah. If he would, that would be a no-no, and he'd suffer those consequences, but that wouldn't jeopardize the marriage that's been affected between Shimon and girl A. Okay, we saw other cases, for example, where we had, like, say, Mimer happening. If Mimer happened with Shimon and girl A, now Levi could never do even with Ms. B and so on, because that would be like sort of like two marriages. In any case, that's where we're going with these Mishnahs, but we're talking about marriages that are derabanan and things that are a little complicated. So here we go. The Mishnah says, Misha haya nasui l'shtei yosomos katanos. If a person had been married, this is Reuven, who's married to two orphan girls, they're yosomos katanos, meaning we're calling them yosomos orphans, by which the Mishnah means they'd been orphaned prior to the marriage, and their marriage therefore was affected by their older brother or mother, etc. In that being the case, the marriage is just rabbinic in nature. So these two girls are unrelated one to the other, but there are two of them, both of whom are married rabbinically to Reuven, v'meis, and then Reuven dies, and Reuven has no children. So now, whether we've got just Shimon in the picture, we have a Shimon and a Levi, the question is, ba yavam al harishona, what happens if, let's say, Shimon now sleeps with Miss A, affecting Yibum, v'chazer ba'al shni, and then he sleeps with Miss B. So now, has he made it that he can't stay married to Miss A? And similarly, an analogous case, this is always parenthetical, it doesn't have to be that it's Shimon who sleeps with both A and B, it could be Shimon who sleeps with A, and then Levi, O Sheba Achiv Shalashnia, that's Levi, a brother of Shimon, and he sleeps with Miss B. In both those cases, Lo Pasal Es HaRishona, that doesn't undermine the ability of girl A to stay married to Shimon. Since that was the first Yibum that happened, subsequent interactions, unions between anybody is just, okay, that's prohibited by the Torah, but that prohibition doesn't undermine their marriage, which was affected the first time when they did Yibum. So that's straightforward enough. And V'chein Shtei Chareshos, the same would be true if the two wives that were left behind by Reuven were both unrelated deaf-mutes. Again, they're married rabbinically, so whoever does Yibum with the first one, that's a marriage. If there's a second union with the second one, that's a no-no, but doesn't undermine the first marriage. But what happens if there are two wives, and those wives that Reuven leaves behind are one's a katana and one's a chareshet? So we said that the katana and chareshet are not on equal footing in terms of the nature of their rabbinic marriage to Reuven. Let's just go now with the second pshat, not the pshat that Bartanura gave previously, but that the chareshet's marriage is a partial marriage, meaning it's like a 50% marriage, and the rabbis upped it up to 100, whereas the katana's marriage is a contingent marriage, it's a marriage misafik, which means it's either 0 or 100, and we'll only know retroactively. So since they're not on equal footing, ba yavam al hakatana, if Shimon now goes and sleeps with girl A, who's the katana, the young girl, v'chazer bala chareshet, and then secondly he sleeps with the chareshet, as if there'd be two yibums. Of course, you can't have two yibums. So once the first yibum happened with the katana, that should kick in and stay. But what happens if he does it now with the chareshet also? Osha ba achav al chareshet, or if the second union isn't between Shimon and the chareshet brother with Levi, his brother, and the chareshet, in either of those two cases, lo pasal es hakatana, that has not undermined the original marriage between the katana, the one who was slept first with, and Shimon. Now, why is that? Because we don't say it's kind of like the Mimer case where there's two like half marriages happening here. The relationship that is going on vis-a-vis the katana is either 0 or 100, meaning either she was never really married to Reuven because she'll do Mimer, do Mion, in which case she's just some random girl who has no relationship to the co-wives, no relationship to Ms. B, she has no relationship to Reuven, no relationship to Shimon, she's just some random girl who happened to have relationships with Reuven and Shimon, but they weren't marriage relationships, and therefore she can marry whoever she wants. So if now Shimon wants to marry her, he can marry her, nothing's stopping him, there's no reason why not. On the other hand, if it's the other extreme, if it's 100, meaning she really was for sure married now to Reuven, and that now kicks in, we keep that, and then Shimon, I'll call, marries her, so that marriage is a binding marriage, and now she becomes an adult, so she's an adult, and they can stay married forever. The fact there's another woman who's a widow of Reuven, either she's also a widow, but she's second, or she's the only widow, in which case, in either case, that doesn't affect the Katana's ability to stay married or be married or get married to Shimon. On the flip side, Bayavam al Hachareshet, if first Shimon sleeps with the Chareshet, so now we've got a Yibum happening, a bona fide Yibum de Rabbanan. So now, V'chazer v'ala Katana, and then he goes and sleeps with second, with the minor girl, Osha ba'achiv ala Katana, or if the second union is between Shimon's brother Levi and the Katana, but the point is the first thing that happened was Shimon and the Chareshet. So now, since that marriage is only, that union is just Durbanan in nature, because she's a Chareshet, it's a Chareshet, so it was married to Reuven Midurbanan, and the Yibum's Midurbanan. Whereas the marriage with respect to the Katana will turn out to be 100% of a marriage, retroactively when she becomes a bas mitzvah. So then, that being the case, that would make it that she's now had second union with the Katana would be like a more powerful Yibum. It's also just a Rabban, of course, but it's a more powerful Yibum, because it's like 100%, a more solid relationship than her and Reuven. And therefore, that would undermine the possibility of Durban and Yibum with the Chareshet. And therefore, the Chareshet could not stay married to Shimon.